Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Monday here on the show, we got a lot to get into here today. Very busy show. The return today of Austin Aries. He was a guest on the show last Thursday, and he has written a book about vegan eating. And so we spent the entire segment talking about his book and no time talking about pro wrestling today. That will change. Entire interview today all about professional wrestling this coming Sunday's Bound for Glory and so much more. Austin Aries returns to the show here today. We also have a ton of fallout from the WWE Australia show. We have a lineup for Raw here tonight. Of course, it is the road to both the Women's Evolution pay-per-view and also the Saudi Arabia show on November 2nd, the women's show October 28th, the men's only show just 4 days later. We can talk about that today. Rey Mysterio returning to WWE. Chris Jericho has returned to New Japan Pro Wrestling. Last night, King of Pro Wrestling, a lot of angles, a lot of matches. We can talk about that here today. We've also got a new member of New Japan. Unsurprisingly, Shingo Takagi was the mystery debut that had been teased, and not Neville. We can talk about all of this on the show today. If you want to give us a call, the phone number, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. If you're listening to this on a replay, I can alert you that after 2 weeks, still not working, this TuneIn feed. But the techs have been working on it. They've been talking with TuneIn, so hopefully we'll get the TuneIn feed fixed very soon. But as I've mentioned many times here on the show, if the TuneIn feed doesn't work, you can always grab the feed up at sportsbyline.com, which has been working great over the last couple of weeks. And with that free sportsbyline.com feed, you can always listen to this show live and free every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. So check it out. Back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of news to get into here today. I want to start off with this. I didn't want to, but I got the email during the break. I saw it during the break.
What?
If you listened to Busted Open here today, I am told that some caller called in, and believe it or not, they had been listening to this show in the car yesterday, and they heard that I, or Dave Meltzer, I believe they said, reported that Daniel Bryan got a concussion, and that's why the match with Miz was so short. Can you believe that this happens? I mean, the answer is yes, because this stuff happens all the time. But if you listen to that show, and you didn't happen to hear yesterday, no, I never reported that Daniel Bryan had a concussion. Never. Not for 1 second. The show yesterday is up in the archives. I'm not going to waste any more time.
Didn't you specifically
like 15 times I said this.
Yeah.
And I guess the caller even admitted, I was listening in the car, I didn't really hear all of it. So why'd you call in then? You numbskull.
To do it on purpose. So who was hosting today? I'm assuming if it was Mark Henry, he didn't.
Was it Bully?
What a surprise. So I wonder.
Hey, it's not his fault this time. It's the caller.
Exactly, but it's like I question sometimes if that's just being done to get a reaction.
No, the caller made it abundantly clear he didn't really hear the show, and he was
so
the
caller
time.
Made it clear he was an idiot.
Yes.
Yet decided to call
yes.
a national radio show
yes.
where people listen and like to be entertained to be a complete and utter moron.
Yes,
so
that's what happened.
Good work,
yes.
dummy.
Yes, don't ever listen to the show again if that was you.
Hey, LeGreco,
listen to it one
just
time.
Call me and DM me and just fact check, and I will try to help out here.
There's a big problem. This is beyond wrestling. There's a big problem in this world today with stupidity.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
reading a headline but don't reading the article.
Because people don't read.
See something on Facebook but don't actually read any of it. See
Can't
something,
comprehend.
It's infuriating. Yeah. So I'm done with this. Let's talk about the news here today.
It's like the UFC. Or just
I'm done with
it.
This, Mike.
Done with it.
Here's the news. Triple H, yeah. Shawn Michaels, Trish Stratus, all advertised
Yay.
For tonight's post-Super Showdown edition of Raw.
My family's favorite wrestler.
With Michaels and Kane getting involved throughout the match, Triple H defeated The Undertaker. They had a post-match angle. We're going to get the follow-up here tonight, which is likely leading to The Undertaker and Kane versus Triple H and Shawn Michaels at Crown Jewel.
Who cares?
I sort of care because
Shawn
Michaels.
Let's talk about Trish Stratus being.
Hold
like
on, Mike. You're running over me here today.
Why?
I'm interested in seeing the return of Shawn Michaels because The Undertaker looked terrible in that match. Let's not lie.
Uh-huh.
Triple H is old, but he doesn't always look terrible. We didn't really see anything from Kane. Kane actually is in remarkable physical condition for
nice.
The amount of time he's been wrestling. And Shawn Michaels, for everything he did there, like his bumps looked good. He was practically calling the match. So my guess is that the tag match, watch somebody report this as a fact. My guess is the tag match is probably going to be a lot better than the Undertaker versus Triple H singles match. So I'm interested in seeing it. And then, of course, Alexa Bliss versus Trish Stratus. We'll get the build to that. That show is October 28th, and the men's only Crown Jewel show is 4 days later. What a coincidence.
You didn't want me
Saudi
stepping
Arabia.
On that?
No, I got to get the news out before you jump
you
all
go
over
whole,
everything.
Like, black college step dance all over that thing. Look, that is not a big, you know, stretch to go out on a limb and say that Shawn Michaels' addition into that match is probably going to make it better than the singles match. Still, if they decide to go a half hour, which they may very well, again, this is like a big, it's like the big presentation. Like I feel as though, and I mean this not from an ego point of view from them, I honestly believe that there's a part of Triple H and The Undertaker where it's like, if we don't do everything we can and go a half hour and everything, we're actually shorting people since this is really truly going to be one of the last times we do this. I believe that there's probably a part of that in their entertainer heart that we really got to give it to them, but you really don't have to. And the tag match doesn't have to go that long. And frankly, I don't need to see it at all, but obviously the money talks, but yeah, I'm sure it's going to be better than the half-hour singles match that they have set up. And at least when it comes to Kane, he's got the least amount of mileage on all of those guys. I just wonder if he ever got that chair put together in the mayor's office.
Let's go to the phones here on the air. What is going on?
How's it going, Brian? Sitting duck from Vancouver Island here. Long time listener. And something's on my mind. It's
yes.
This Black Label Pro match.
Oh, good. So you watched Saturday's Khabib show, and it got you thinking about it.
Yep. No, that kind of heat, that kind of fierce rivalry.
Not the heat or the rivalry, the beating.
Oh, all of it. And you know, Brian, I look back at your career, and you fought legends like, you know, Street Fighter Tim Flowers and Buddy Wayne, Fabulous Fabio.
And the then, Vianos.
You know, it kind of
the Rock and Roll Express.
But let me tell you something. It kind of trailed off after that.
What are you talking about?
And then we look at a guy like Marco Stunt, and he's globetrotting. He's going across the world.
Yeah, getting killed. And I'm worried he's going to not even make it till November 3rd.
Well, I'm starting to think that you might be a little bit jealous of his itinerary, Brian Alvarez.
Why would I be jealous of his itinerary? I choose to work extraordinarily sparingly for large amounts of money. I'm out of there every week just begging for a booking. Are you kidding me? And let me tell you something.
I don't know.
Let me tell you something. Hey,
I don't know.
When I was young,
when
I was young, I was wrestling the legends like Street Fighter Tim Flowers and Buddy Wayne. I don't actually think I ever had a match with Fabulous Fabio. Maybe I did. But the point of this is, since I have returned, I've been in the ring with the Rock and Roll Express. I've been in the ring with the Disco Inferno. I've been in the ring with legends of this business since coming back. In fact, Marco's the first guy I'm going to be in the ring with that's not a legend. But I'm going to make him a legend. Because the legend of Marco Stunt will end on November 3rd when I Khabib him into retirement.
Wow.
Just remember something,
Let me tell you, I'll be tuning in. I'll be watching it on Fight TV or if it's
You better be.
Powerbomb.tv.
Powerbomb.
It better be.
Yeah, Powerbomb.tv.
I'll be tuning in.
Hey,
my
listen.
Fingers are crossed for you, Brian.
Listen,
don't disappoint us.
I will not let you down in this way, okay?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Anything can happen in a fight, all right? We all know that. But I'm just going to tell you right now that you're not going to see a gymnastics competition on November 3rd for Black Label Pro. We're not going to be seeing who can do the most flips.
Tumbles.
We're not going to be seeing a bunch of goofy high spots. You're going to see this. I'm telling you what's going to happen. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to beat him up. I'm going to maul him. I'm going to bully him. Do you understand? So don't buy the show if you're expecting, oh, Brian's going to do his big senton, and Marco Stunt's going to be doing his big 450. They're two little guys. Going to flip all over. It's going to be a minis match. It's not happening. It's going to be a massacre. And you know what? You may even find it boring because it's going to be a one-sided chop, stomp, stretch fest, and then he's going to lose. I'm telling you right now what's going to happen. So don't pay if you're expecting something else.
Hold on here. I appreciate it. Look, I believe in you, boss. I'm right here.
Bubba got me all fired up. Now I'm angry.
Look, are you training? Because I saw you out there drinking beer.
I didn't drink any beer.
Oh, yeah, you were out there with the whales and the beer and everything.
Yeah, I was supporting my wife. I didn't have one sip of alcohol. Of course I'm training, you idiot.
Just want to remind you again, though, you let this be used for motivation that you brought up the rock and roll and you brought up the disco and you brought up how you only come out for the big stars and everything. But, you know, in a different way in each one of those matches, you took an L. Because the disco dropped you, and the last thing I remember was you looking at the lights.
The last thing you remember was I got the win with a super kick.
Well,
I didn't take an L. I won a handicap match against two guys the last time I was in the ring together.
And got chart busted.
Okay, and then the time before that was a tag match. I wasn't the legal man. And the guy that pinned me wasn't the legal man. So I was screwed. To the phones, you're on the air. I don't want to talk about this.
Hey, Brian, what's up? Hey, Mike, how are you? You know, Brian, I'm actually kind of upset that you think Disco is a legend, first of all. But however, I actually wanted to just ask you guys about Super Showdown. The pace of the show I really enjoyed. I think having Samoa Joe and AJ Styles right in the middle of the card made the card flow a little bit better, and it's actually watchable. But is there really a reason that I need to watch Crown Jewel? You know, I mean, it's...
I don't know. I don't know what the card's going to be. I mean, I'm going to want to watch it for the main event. I mean, I'm intrigued by the main event.
Is Brock Lesnar really doing it for you, though? I mean, is he really going to walk out with the championship?
Sure, of course he's not walking out with the championship. I'm sure Roman's going to retain.
Do you like commercials about the royal family? Because if you do, that's the show for you.
Right, exactly. I really think it's pinpointed towards, you know, them on that, their stadium and everything about them. They're not really making it that we're, you know, in the States, you really want to actually have to watch that show. I thought, you know, the Super Showdown, you actually, when I was...
Well,
I,
stand by. I'll hold you over. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm busy here wasting my time on Twitter, which
I was going to say that
I try not
you.
To do. I try not to do.
They send that out.
But
I'm
just infuriated by this today, for crying out loud. Nobody ever all reported. Cats. Nobody ever. I never even speculated he had a concussion. My speculation yesterday was he didn't have a concussion.
You were basically fantasy booking. You were speculating fantasy booking.
Calls to another show saying that I reported that he had a concussion. That's why the match was short. Like, how can you be so dumb? It's inconceivable to me that you could be that dumb.
Also a reason not to listen to other shows.
I'm not going to say that, but for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's, you know.
God.
Well, some of those guys. One guy I don't like. Block them.
All right. So anyway, let's go back to this caller here. Hey, I want to say something, by the way, about your Australia comments. Mm-hmm. Somebody mentioned this me last night. If you look at that show, I watched, because it was at 4 a.m. or 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or whatever time it aired here on the West Coast. I didn't watch it till the next day, and I watched it in two parts because it was 4.5 hours long or whatever, 4 hours long. How long was it? 4.5? Anyway.
About 4 hours. About four hours.
So the point of this is, I watched all the way up to the semi-main. I didn't watch the Daniel Bryan match till later, and I didn't watch the main event till later. And it was like a really good show. And somebody had mentioned to me, if you would have got rid of the last two matches and put AJ versus Joe on last, you would have had a sub-3-hour show that would have been really, really good. But instead, it's very important for them to go onto their investors' calls and tell the world that people are watching more and more hours of the WWE Network. And so, therefore, we had to stretch this thing to 4 hours. The main event, like, between the entrances, the post-match, and the match itself, was an hour long. And it brought down
Triple H is a show. You guys know that Triple H is not going to... he's not going to go on in the middle of the card. Let's face it. You know,
he didn't have to go in the middle of the card, but you could have you could easily have a 12-minute match, and it would have been significantly better than that 28-minute match that they had.
That's the thing, and you could still
Why couldn't you cut the Bobby Lashley John Cena match? Why do we need 20 minutes of that for? I mean, why couldn't you take time from somewhere else?
Well, they're trying to sell tickets. You got to remember,
you could have still gotten in your Triple H 30-minute match.
But yeah, but it's
early on.
Hold on, wait.
You know, yeah.
I want to thank you for the call, but it's not just about you. They got to sell tickets to Australia.
Yeah. And it was
and they wanted to sell 70,000.
Yeah.
So John Cena helped.
You can still be completely masturbatory about your performance and what you're doing and make it a spectacle unto yourself. And they did that in the main event. Those guys, look, any of them, with the exception of maybe Kane, but certainly the other three, all they have to do is just go out there and basically do nothing and people are going to react to it. I appreciate there's a look. I'm taking them at value here that they're not. This is not all about stroking ego and everything. It really is about the performances and the tail end of what these performances are going to be for almost all those guys. Maybe Triple H will linger for a little while longer, but you know the Shawn Michaels isn't around and the Undertaker is most certainly on the way out and probably should have been already looking at the way he is now, but. You can still go a long time and put a lot into it and not put a lot into the wrestling aspect. Although, I wonder how many more of these we're going to have anyway after this. I know they're doing Saudi Arabia twice a year and everything, but The Undertaker isn't going to be there twice a year. I wonder what the next trick is going to be for some of these shows. Can you convince Shawn Michaels to do this twice a year? You know, is it going to be John Cena at some point? I don't think he's ready to be graduated into that position, at least not into that, you know, otherworldly category. So I wonder who the next guy is for either Triple H or the next legends that end up being on the world touring stage because this money is just so worth it.
Rey Mysterio's back. SmackDown 1000. He will be returning, which we had speculated for quite a while. That, of course, is October 16th, Washington, D.C. Rey Mysterio is going to be there. We've also got Evolution reuniting on that show. Triple H, Batista, Randy Orton, and Ric Flair, which is going to be funny because everybody loves Flair. Batista's going to be super over because he hasn't been around. Triple H, I think, is a heel, depending on if he's talking or if he's wrestling.
Not for that moment.
And depending on who he's with. And Randy Orton's supposed to be a diabolical heel, so. Well, Undertaker will be there. Michelle McCool is going to be there. Torrie Wilson, Teddy Long, Vicky Guerrero, all at SmackDown 1000. We also had the New Japan King of Pro Wrestling show last night. I've not watched any of it yet, but we had the return of Chris Jericho to set up a match with Evil for the Intercontinental title. We also had the addition to Bullet Club OG of Jay White, Ghetto, and Jado. They're all members of Bullet Club OG now. And Shingo Takagi was, in fact, the mystery partner that had been speculated. Most people figured it was going to be Shingo Takagi. Some people thought it might be Neville. But I guess all of the Ingobernables are people that Naito has been very close to. And he has, in fact, been close to Takagi, but not close to Neville. And so that's why people figured out that it was probably going to be Takagi, if anybody. And it was! So there you go, the newest member of LIJ. Did you watch any of the show?
I did watch a little bit of this show, and one of a couple different reasons why Pac is better off being Pac in Dragon Gate and Shingo in New Japan. Some other things, actually, that should be noted, because they're pretty big coming out of it. Kushida is your new IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion, defeating Marty Scurll to claim that title. Hiroshi Tanahashi defeated Jay White in what was a really good match to continue to hold on to the briefcase for the number one contendership. And no surprise, he will face Kenny Omega, at least as it stands right now, because he defeated Kota Ibushi and Cody in the main event. He ended up pinning Kota Ibushi. He kept Cody off of Kota and then hit him with a V-trigger and the one-winged angel to get the pin at about, I think it was like a half hour or so. It was obviously a relatively long match, and I'm not going to give it a grade or anything like that. I wasn't, you know, I was kind of in and out on watching it, but it, you know, what I saw was it was pretty good, and there you go. So,
is Evolution going to be 4 hours at least? It depends on if they've got a pre-show. If they got a pre-show, it's probably going to be 5 to 5.5. With no pre-show, it'll probably be 4 to 4.5. So it's not going to be short. This person here says, are we going to get our Evolution in drag trying to get on Evolution skit at SmackDown 1000? I see. I don't know. We could get anything.
I don't think so. Ellsworth? I mean, who would do that at this point? I mean, it's such an old, stupid gag that I don't, and nothing, don't put anything past Vince, but I mean, I think it would be inappropriate and out of place to do the old, you know, the thing in drag, you know, person in drag to try to get on the Evolution show. I just think that's, poor form at this point.
This point says, great point, Mike. Survivor Series is it going to be Team Corbin, Ziggler, and Braun, and Drew versus Team Angle and The Shield? Absolutely could be that.
Yeah.
And they've got a built-in storyline, which is, hey, everyone, if you're driving, stop the car for a second so you can hear this. Because I'm going to talk very slowly so that this is clear. This is speculation on my part. Fantasy booking, so to speak. This is not news. It could be Baron Corbin, Ziggler, Braun, and Drew versus Angle and The Shield, with the storyline being that whichever team wins, either Angle or Corbin ends up the permanent GM of Raw. And you could even do the big turn of whoever it might be. Hey, they love heat. You could very easily have, just face, you know what I'm talking about. Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
Turn on The Shield and give the win to Team Corbin. You got double heat. You got Corbin remaining GM, and you got Dean Ambrose turning heel on his buddies. They very, very well could. They could do that. You understand what I'm saying? They could do that.
Lots of things they could do. That's one of those things.
That is one of those things they could do. You know what else they could do? All the guys could get in the ring and stand on their heads and have a slap battle.
They could do that. They could.
You know what they could all do? They could all do a reverse battle royal at Survivor Series if they wanted to. There's a lot of things they could do.
Don't give them that idea. They might do that.
Person wants to know, is Sasha Banks still not wrestling? Not as of this weekend. So, we'll see. We will see when she gets cleared. Person says, Brian, you need a slogan. Like how The Shield has Believe in The Shield. You need Believe in the Guard or Believe in the Mount. Love the two would be Believe in the Mount. I don't like staying down there in the guard. Even though I'm a small man, I like to get on top and lay in a beating. And then he sent me a Donald Trump text, which he mentioned was to somebody else. Well, I got it, my friend. Oh, this guy's got a question for Aries. I'll ask him there in a while. People can hate on Cody as much as they want, this person says, but he is very popular among the female fan base in Japan. So is Juice Robinson.
Cody facts.
That was Juice Robinson. Maybe Cody said that for all I know. I don't know. Person says, Brian Alvarez and Cimito versus Fabulous Fabio and Lane Fontaine. ICW Meltdown, 1999.
Lane Fontaine.
In Cloverdale, yeah. Was I champion at that point? We were the tag team champions, myself and Cimito.
Both of those teams sound like you could use the Mr. Ooh La La or somebody like that off the bottom half of the PWA 500 in your team.
That's another match.
Tom Lawler.
It's another match, by the way, that I won a handicap match for the tag team titles in a cage. Yeah, you heard me right. Back in a moment with Austin Aries, Wrestling Observer Live.
Nothing on that beat, go.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Austin Aries returns today. He was just on the show Thursday. We talked about dieting the entire time.
Yeah.
And
not
a little
really much has happened. Not much has happened since then, right, Brian?
Yeah, little did you all know I had this planned. Because I knew there would be controversy this weekend, and Austin could return today to talk about it. Hey, I want to read something to you very quickly, Austin, then we're going to get going. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Impact sent out a press release today, a very nice press release about Bound for Glory. I want to read some of this to you.
Okay, Sure.
Newlyweds Johnny Impact and Taya Valkyrie are looking for real-life bliss inside a wrestling ring when both compete at Bound for Glory Sunday, October 14th, New York City. Live pay-per-view extravaganza will be held at the sold-out Melrose Ballroom. Both will be competing for world titles of a major promotion on the same night, which is a first. If they win, this will be history-making. Johnny Impact challenges reigning world champion Austin Aries, a three-time champion. Valkyrie faces knockout champion Tessa Blanchard, a third-generation wrestler in her first-ever title run. They barely mention you, the champion, in this. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't read it. I'm just hearing it now, so you're right. They didn't really mention. Obviously, you know, yeah, that was a press release that was centered around the couple, right? And listen, from a business standpoint, understandably so, right?
Yeah, I guess every match needs a hook, but still, I mean, they could at least respect the champion a little bit more, especially a man who's been holding down the ship for that place.
That's all right. Hey, I'm used to being disrespected. I've built a career on it. Why should it be any different now?
So what happened a couple of days ago? It was Johnny that responded to a tweet about you, talking about your height, and you responded to him, and it was outrage that followed.
Predictably, right?
Yeah, what happened?
To be very careful about how I address this and what I say. So, in everything I've done to build this match with John, you know, the things that I've done and talked about, we're never taking any personal shots at this guy, never talking about, you know, his real deficiencies, if we want to really be honest about it. You know, I've talked about him doing all these different things and maybe not focusing and concentrating, but I didn't talk about, well, maybe the fact that, you know, you've never been the guy that, you know, you look like is because your personality is non-existent, right? You're kind of a dork. You use terms like turd cutter, right? You come out with this cool image, but anybody who knows in the back knows you're not cool. But I didn't come out and say that. I didn't take any personal shots. If anything, I put this guy over and I talked about how good he was in the ring. You know, but did he have the drive and the focus, and could he turn it up to that notch to be that man and step up to this level? And so the thing is, man, is, you know, when it comes to the short thing, it's something that obviously I've dealt with my whole career, my whole life, if you want to talk about that. And I think that, you know, it's not something that, you know, I'm used to it, man. It fuels and drives me. But so if you want to take things personal, we can personal, I can clap back. And the thing is if you really read what I'm saying in my tweet, if you really actually read what I'm saying, I'm not condoning any of those things. I'm saying if I were to make a joke about any of those things or even mention these words, even type them out without using them in any derogatory way, that people would be outraged. I wasn't saying that their outrage was acceptable or non-acceptable. I was just saying that in this day and age, we're outraged about making fun of people or telling them they're less than because of things that maybe they're out of their control. Yet when it comes to people's height, you know, it's okay for people to continue to use that. And I was simply pointing that out. And that's and here's the thing, man. Do you know how much harder you have to work in this industry? You know how much better in the position I'm in? You don't think part of the conversation that goes on behind the scenes as well, can we put this guy in the poster? Can we run him out on all these media things? He's kind of small. Is that the guy we want? You know, then that goes on every promotion. You know how much better Daniel Bryan had to be than everybody else? How much better AJ Styles has to be than everybody else? How much better I have to be than everybody else to be the man that's put on top when you're smaller in this industry? I don't think people do, and they discount it. And the thing is, we're not going to discount it. So if you can't, I wasn't trying to take anything through a personal level, but again, I guess I'm so good that the only thing you can talk about is my height, you know, and whether it's Vince Russo calling me a midget, and Vince, here's your 5 minutes you've been dying for me to mention your name. Might just drop you. So be careful what you say, because I hear everything. So here's the thing. For people to take these comments and this tweet, and then, of course, they act outraged. They didn't really agree with what I was saying, and then they started hurling a bunch of insults towards me, and that's cool because it just proved my point. Because you know what? For every time I've had those insults hurled at me, I do understand what it feels like for all those different people, whether it's race, whether it's religion, whether it's sexual preference, whether it's any kind of, you know, disability, if that's a term that's still being used, you know, whether it's, you know, any type of physical appearance. I understand what it takes and what sometimes that drives you, right? It drives the woman to go out there and be better because she's told she can't do what the man does or shouldn't make the same kind of money. So it's her chip on her shoulder that drives her. The guy who has the physical limitations or the mental limitations, that's what drives him to go out and compete and do things that people say he can't do. And that's what someone like me has done in a different way. And if you want to discount the height thing, like it's, oh, you know, short people's feelings don't matter. Their plight's not the same as these other people. I just think that that's maybe not really true and that's not fair. So I don't know. I don't know really what's going to come of all this. Obviously, these tweets were taken. My tweet was taken down. John's tweet was taken down. And we're just going to move forward, and we're going to, you know, step in the ring at Bound for Glory, and we'll see, you know, exactly what everyone brings to the table.
You know, it's interesting after everything you just said right there is you have been in this business for nearly 20 years now. And and especially 20 years ago when you broke in, or 18 years ago when you broke in. I mean, someone your height absolutely had to be like 10 times better than everybody else to get the same kind of opportunities. But I'm sure that you have seen, especially like now, this business has evolved in such a way because of guys like you and Daniel Bryan and God only knows the other guys that have been a part of this. This business is so much shorter now. I mean, you're out there on the indie scene. I mean, tell us about the changes. I mean, you're not really like that small of a guy anymore. I mean, you're almost like an average or above average size guys in some of these places.
Yeah, listen, I always said this is at the end of the day, this is an art form and this is entertainment. And, you know, you don't look at a guy and go, well, he looks like an artist. Well, he doesn't look like an artist. Right. I mean, we don't, you know, there's no size requirements on being entertaining. So I think that, yeah, over the years, the size of the performer just look statistically, it's come down. Whether that makes it easier or harder, you could be argued, because now you figure there's just as many guys now in the same, you know, now there's a plethora of guys in that same size and age range, but there's only so many spots for them. There's only so many spots. If you're not novelty small, and I think everyone knows what I mean by that, like, you know, where it's, you know, it's almost part of the act that you are actually, you know, and you're just kind of in that middle range.
Like Brian.
Brian's in the middle range. I'm in the middle range. I got like Ray to me. Ray was, you know, because of his style and his look, like, he was, like, that was part of his gimmick, that he was the guy who could go in there. I think, but when you start getting into, like, 5'9 guys, you know, right in that range, I mean, that's a lot of the industry right now, you know, so it's hard to stand out from that standpoint, too, and you got to make something stand out about you and something special. And a lot of times it's going to extend beyond what you're going to do in the ring.
I got to talk to you about this match with Moose from the last pay-per-view. I'm not just saying this because you're on the show. I mean, I loved this match. I raved about it at the time. You guys were put in the main event position on a show where they decided that they were going to do an Eddie Edwards, Tommy Dreamer, House of Hardcore match, an LAX versus OG's 5150 street fight, and then Pentagon, Sammy Callahan, mask versus hair, obviously no DQs.
Sure, yeah.
And you guys had to follow this with an in-the-ring championship match. And I will not lie, I thought, what's going on here? Like, the way this pay-per-view was designed, they're being put in such a handicapped position right here. How could they possibly follow all of these things? And you guys went in there...
We were put in a challenging position. I don't know if handicap's the right term.
Thank you. A challenging position. But, man, you guys went in there and you had a blow-away match. And I just want to get, like, some of your thought process into what were you thinking going in? I mean, obviously you've got a lot of confidence, but, I mean, what were you thinking being put in that position, seeing the other matches on the show, and knowing that you had to basically go in there and follow matches where they had advantages that you didn't have?
I mean, yes and no. I think, you know, one of the disadvantages that I don't think people know we did have was that we had, you know, and I don't really talk about this type of stuff often, but we had a significant amount of time cut right before we went out there. So we had to build that with even less than we had imagined. And so I think that was a testament, you know, to my opponent as well, for him to be able to adjust
But listen, what we knew we were going to do that night was going to be different than what anybody else was going to do. And you know, for me, I always strive to do it at a level that no one else is going to do it at. Every little thing, not just big stuff. And so, yeah, what they saw that night was amazing. And a lot of it was, you know, some crazy spectacles and some, you know, some real different, you know, different feels. But I'm a big believer that in every night of pro wrestling, you know, there's room for every type of entertainment. And listen, if we had to go out there and do some type of false count anywhere match, I would have agreed with you and said we were put in a really bad spot. But we were going to go out there and give you a classic pro wrestling match. You know, I grew up watching the Crockett's, and I grew up watching Ric Flair go through guys like Sting and Luger and these type of guys. And so when I'm in that position, my mind, that, to me, that's pro wrestling, and that's what I go back to. And I knew that was going to be different than what anybody else had seen that night. And you know, again, the match is only as good as both guys can bring to the table. And to his credit, you know, Moose stepped up his game and I think showed some people, you know, fans and then people even in the back, you know, where he really can go. And when you put him in the position, he rises to the occasion. But now riding next to me, you know, he's gonna excel that even so much more.
Hey, Austin, the match you had the one before that against Kenny King in ROH, I had a chance to see you there, and that was the first time I had seen you in person in a while, and it was just a great performance as well too. How does it feel being out there? And you've worked for Ring of Honor a couple times this year, and Impact, the new Impact, gives you a little bit of breathing room. Can we see you popping up, not just in ROH, but maybe some other prominent places as the year goes on here, as it comes to an end?
I'm open to do good business. You know, I'm really liking what I'm doing over in Australia with World Series Wrestling. Adrian Manera and the crew there, what we're building over there is, I think we're onto something. It's a good market over there, and there's some really good wrestlers over there. And Adrian's just such a good businessman, and he respects all the different facets, and he's building a good team around him. So I'm excited to go over there, you know, four times a year right now. And that's, you know, one of my staple places. That is, I think people start seeing what the stuff we've been putting out. They're gonna want to start watching that. And yeah, man. But I'm open to do good business always, and I have the flexibility and the freedoms to do that. And the nice thing is with that flexibility and freedom is that I can also then dedicate time to the other things in my life that I enjoy, the plant based stuff like we talked about last week. You know, so I think, you know, a lot of people come up and they talk about, you know, success and what success is, and you know, the places you've been, and you know, how you feel, you know, maybe being what some people think of is the pinnacle of the profession, and now kind of being back on the quote unquote indies. And, you know, I think the whole thing of life for most people is freedom, and really, you know, isn't all structures. We work our ass off for like, you know, 40 years so we can buy back the last 10 years of our life. We call it retirement. And, you know, I'm trying to balance that now where I'm enjoying my life, and I own my calendar. When I open it up, every day belongs to me. I go and work where I want to work for the people I want to work for. And to me, that's success. I'm my own boss.
All right, back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, Austin Aries joining us here today. Impact Wrestling Bound for Glory, October 14th, this coming Sunday. Astoria, New York, Melrose Ballroom. Main event, Austin Aries defending the championship against Johnny Impact. Number of other matches as well, and let's get some plugs in areas for the show. Impact Wrestling on Pop Thursday nights, and whatever else you've got.
I mean, just usual, ImpactWrestling.com, little plug for them, of course. You can go to theaustinaries.com if you want to check out my website. I got some good recipes up there, a cashew lentil mac and cheese. You can also get my book, Food Fight, there. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, if you haven't already, at Austin Aries, and Instagram, at Austin Healy Aries, which is a little more authentic version of myself.
Man,
that's about it.
Recipe doesn't sound too bad right there. Is that your post-wrestling career plan?
I got some stuff in the works. Listen, I think there's a lot of wrestling fans that I met that honestly, you know, they want the information of how to change their life and get healthier and get more fit. And, you know, I think it really starts with food. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm here to share what I've learned. And if you want to adopt it, I'm here to help. You know, I'm not. Everyone can live their life how they want. If you want to live fast and die young, I just feel people should get the information so they can make the right decisions. I think a lot of people, they get angry because they don't like feeling like they've been made a fool of, you know, and everything they've been told isn't exactly what it is. So, you know, I'm trying to develop something right now so that we're going to give an opportunity for those type of people to come and spend the day and really get from A to Z, walk through how to start getting on that plant-based diet, how to start changing their life with the foods they eat and get healthier and happier in the process. And I think that, you know,
well, actually, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Best of luck this weekend. We're out of time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.